Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's like shit.
Yeah.
It's like shit. It's like,
bump the fuck out, bro.
For real.
See, to live, is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but though I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit? Back on the scene at 14, broke a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half. This shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got gold, chip on my shoulder that I dared a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch, starting shit for kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, that could have been yo. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga do? All the bullshit, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Say you really love me, darling. Cause I really love you, baby. Oh, I really love you, darling. Say you really love me, baby. Say you really love me, darling. Cause I really love you, baby. Oh, I really love you, darling. Say you really love me, baby. Say you really love me, darling. Oh, cause I really love you, baby. Show love, love you, darling.
Let's just have fun and make this one to remember.
Strumming the pain with a finger, singing my life with the words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. I heard she sang a good song, I heard she had a style, and so I came to see her, to listen for a while. And as she was, this young girl, a stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with a finger, her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with a song. I felt a flush of fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he found my letters and read each one out loud. Oh, I prayed that she would finish, but she just kept right on, telling my pain with a finger, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song.
Cause I ain't gonna apologize when I get you alone. Put my hands on you like a champ in the ring. Hit a home run every time I swing. Batter up, baby, throw it back. Cause when I attack, you gon' see why I'm king. Only aim is to please ya, show you how much I need ya. Crazy how she could be, my mama told me not to fall for a Libra. But here we are in your bedroom, trying to get these clothes off. Your body's so soft. You ain't ready. Oh my. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, baby. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. You ain't ready. Oh my. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, baby. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. Better believe that. When I say that, I need that. Girl, I really mean that. Glad to be back. Last time left me fiend, and I'm ready to relax. Give me three claps. Shake, shake it for me, girl. Don't wanna wait for a thing, girl. What you bring, girl? It come from a dream, girl. Make me wanna sing, girl. My only aim is to please y'all. Show you how much I need, girl. Crazy how she could be. My mama told me not to fall for Libra. But here we are in your bedroom, keep these clothes off. Damn, your body's so soft. You ain't ready. Oh, oh, oh. Oh my. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. Make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
They say real ones are hard to find. Smoke, get you high like Kilimanjaro. We can get it in all until tomorrow. Swear you can have it all, so I borrow. Sip a little liquor if you parched, let's relax. Later I'm trying to grip on the arch in your back. Accentuate your curves and baby you got nerves. And you gon' throw it back, go long for the catch. I will, I promise. Body frame, make a lame pay, I'm it. Must be your birthday, I want it the worst way. Baby, I'ma cut the cake, do the honors. I wanna see your brand cause you're man with the college. In the classroom of the womb, I'm a scholar. Kill it, put the pussy in the tomb of the coffin. Baby, we can do this often, yeah.
You ain't ready. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. Make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm co-hosting here with King Atterbury. And King and Queen's Quarters. Bring King in real quick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, King, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Just a little teeny bit discombobulated, but I'm good.
You're always good. You know what I mean? Under any circumstances, you know what I mean? You always pull through.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, I'm always decked out on them, you know what I mean? But got to put in a new order, though.
I know that's right. I know that's right. It's all good. It's all good. Dialing number is 319. Dialing number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out and a thank you to a person that is a very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry over on Amazon and at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, make sure you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we promise we will get you to, for real, the poet Douglas, and make sure you get to adorn your body with one of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that he creates, or you can tell him what you want designed, and he'll definitely do it for you. All right, so King, tonight is, I'm going to let everybody know what tonight is about.
Yeah, tonight, words of life. Let us know how you breathe life into your poetry with words of expression. You know what I mean? Words of life. Still under the supermoon energy, too. Word.
I do like that. I really do. You know what? I wanted to grab one of the chapters from my book, but they're lengthy and they just a little bit too racy, I think, for tonight. So I'm going to step on that part. I'm going to leave that part alone. honestly, I had no idea what I was going to read tonight. But I do have something that I thought was really sweet. Somebody had written for me, oh, I think about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe. And I thought it was really, really sweet that they had wrote this piece for me. Yeah, I think I'll spit that for now and come back to another piece, if that's all right with you, King.
Hey, King and Queen's Court is in my big game.
All right, okay. It's no title for this, or maybe this is the title, but like I said, this was written to for me by someone a couple years ago. It says, to Danielle, thank you. To the girl whose beauty is present in all seasons, I tell you why you are beautiful. And here are the reasons. Your beauty extends into the heavens. It goes on forever and never lessens. Even when the clouds heighten, you are here and the world brightens. You are like a fruit that constantly ripens. Your beauty continues to grow no matter what happens. My fondness for you constantly deepens, because every time I see you, my heart starts to weaken. You make everything else appear hollow. Wherever you are, loveliness is sure to follow. You shine so bright, you cast your own shadow, a beauty that others would love to borrow. But try as they might, your beauty they will never catch, because something like you, they could never match. Your beauty seems to increase with every breath. It tests the limits. It tests the limits my imagination can stretch. It makes me question if what I'm seeing is real. I only know it is true by the way that I feel. Your beauty is so vast it can't be concealed. There is no hiding it. Your beauty is always revealed. The power of your beauty is the world's greatest gift. The heaviest boulder it could easily lift. A girl this perfect, I knew. I never knew heaven on earth. I was not aware until I met a girl that was crafted with such care. You would be the answer to a prayer. If someone asked for something rare, beauty to spare, if I had a choice, I would choose this girl over air. Wow. That's that piece.
No.
I never really read the whole thing.
That was
wow.
Deep, man. Yeah.
I said, oh, wild. Man, I only skimmed through it. I never really actually read it line for line, but I thought the lines that I did read was really nice. But, wow. And I haven't heard from that guy since. He was just saying, he told me, he said, you know, I write too. And I'm like, okay, cool. He said, I'd like to write something for you. I'm like, okay, cool. There was no romantic involvement or anything. We would just say hi once in a while on Facebook. And he sent that to me, and I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
I appreciate that. And I wish I'd have kept in contact with him. Wherever you are, Vincent, thank you. Because I never really got back with him about anything. And we kind of, you know, some people you lose touch with on Facebook, even though you're just Facebook friends, you kind of lose touch with them after a while. You just, and you don't really pay attention to when you lost touch. It's just you notice that after a long period of time, you're like, damn, I ain't heard from that person or seen them in a while. I hope they're all right. I hope they still among you.
Life.
Yeah, people do. They do. Sometimes they change their profiles. They start a new page, you know, and they don't include you. So it is what it is, you know. But enough about me and my tabby ass. What you bring for us, King?
I got this piece. A friend of mine is going through something at work. So she challenged me on something. So I was like, all right, let me jump through this hoop. This piece is called Goofy and Loopy.
All right, the mic is yours.
Sour tongues, broken words, zigzag verbal expression. Murky environmental grounds formed, held back as righteous thoughts. Hidden intention through laughter, pasteurized imagery. Born again is wisdom, walking inside of freedom's orbit. Exhibition falsified, trying to banish all hope and faith. Poke a face on a joker, sentence the Riddler to his own fate. Disciplinary actions, cause and effect, reject the narrative. Feed the performers of comedy with honesty, dismissing parody. Polarity of knowledge will address, speaking with voltage. Free the hostage of similarity while characters are exposed. True told, bold common goal, build a tent to represent. Winds blow, intelligence, whether fall or winter cold. Change the climate, give the Heimlich, clearing doubt on lessons told. Set common sense on all matters, check it out in all forms. Spoon feed the listeners while pretenders aspirate from lies. Shadow workers living between worlds, watch demonic eyes cry. And that's that piece,
Kim. Yo, you know what I'm getting ready to ask you, right?
Nah.
Let me get that last line. Let me get that last line again. It's just something about the impact of that last line in your pieces. It has a power to it.
Shadow workers living between worlds. Watch demonic eyes cry.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is so true. That is so true. A lot of people don't understand that. They think we just dwell in this realm, and that's it. But it goes much deeper than that. There are several realms that we must go through, you know, to
get to
ourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a meeting, and the guy was being a bully. You know what I mean? So, of another country. But she told me about the situation. So I told her, I said, oh, we up in there being goofy and loopy, huh? He got his sidekick. Mm-hmm. He's goofy and she loopy. And then she was like, you should write something about that. And I was like, I was like, all right. We just kept talking about things, and that's what I came up with.
All right. Well, that was dope. That was really dope. So, what I'm going to do, because it's a half an hour into this first hour and Bill's got to get paid, let me do this this station identify, and we can come back and open up these mics, all right?
Cool.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Come on, I see y'all listening. Put your hands up and join us. We ain't going to bite you. Okay. All right, Kay, so this first artist we have on the mic is the C-Double-34 Music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, welcome to King and Queen Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm hoping that first and foremost, you can hear me clearly.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm trying something different.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm wonderful. I like your topic, and I'm being very reflective and retrospective in the fact that this is chapter 58 for me.
Oh, right, that's right. Sure. You had a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Clarence. Happy birthday to you. I thought you coming up there in there.
You went that Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald stuff. What's going on? Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, man, I can only pray that I reach that age. I ain't far behind, though. I ain't too far behind. A few years. But
you'll enjoy it.
Absolutely.
You'll enjoy it.
I enjoy the journey. I'm trying. I'm getting some joy out of it for the most part. So I'm all right. I can't complain about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so... You say you like the topic, what is it, King, again? Breathe life into your poetry, what is that?
Yeah, words of life. Let us know how you breathe life into your poetry with words of expression. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Let it be known, let it be told. Don't hold back.
I feel you. Just like when you play DMX, I felt that. I just didn't feel the Similac formula afterwards, you know, but other than that, we ain't going to talk about that.
Why you always got to hate on my music?
You know what I'm saying?
My dang,
man. Hating on my Ellie Mai. Is it Ellie Mai or Ellie Mai? One of the other, but...
Well, it ain't Granny Clampett.
Hey, C-Double, are you ready to tell us how you breathe life into your poetry?
Yes, I am.
All right. All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Dig Deep Inside Myself. Someone give me a shovel so that I may excavate rare artifacts from my mental state before the stress level escalates. Sometimes I sense being taken for granted because before people knew me, this life, I was able to manage it. Simple things where I get perceived as a simpleton, some close figure I'm incompetent without giving chances to prove I'm not what they say. Maybe it's because I refuse to be their mini-me and act minimum when I'm just being original and walking out this ministry. Just a minute, please, and meditate. Step away from the things about me that you tend to hate, like you know everything, and I don't. Recalculate and regenerate. Maybe it's me taking it personal, because it hurts so much. I let your opinions make me inferior, make me leery of remaining near to you as I'm depressed more than craters on the moon. You have no clue as you assume I'd be nothing without you. You want to talk, but there's no dialogue because every conversation you hog. So I need introspection, a clearer perspective, to scuba dive and check the perception as to why I let cursive writers disrespect me. When I'm a pure intellectual with a plethora of edifying messages, but familiarity brings contempt. So what I say fall on deaf ears is their way or the highway. So I won't be a meddling kid. I'll just drive this road at my own pace because I'm past tired of settling. Made so many sacrifices to please, and that's my detriment. I desire to die empty, not regretting what I should have said. In order to be nice and never make waves. I don't participate in arguments. I follow what my God says. Living by this motto, Don't let no one dictate your fate. So I'll dig deep inside myself and let the real me escape. That's that piece.
I know.
Whoa,
that's right.
What's up, man?
Right.
That was a high sky moment, man. That was definitely word of life. You know, back in the day, you say word of life. I don't know if y'all said that in Philly or whatever, but that's from New York. We always say that. You know what I'm saying? Like word,
yeah.
Word of life, yo.
Yes, that was definitely the first thing. See, though,
yeah.
What was that point about cursive writing, those that write in cursive? What was that you were saying?
Okay, let me find it. It's around here. Somewhere. Hold on. I'm going to get it for you. While this woman's trying to look at me. So I need introspection, a clearer perspective, to scuba dive and check the perception as to why I let cursive writers disrespect me.
Yo, I'm trying to process that line. Why I let cursive writers? Can you elaborate on that?
I did a play on words. You know, cursive, you're cursing, and
yeah,
you're writers.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Disrespecting me, you know.
Okay, I get it. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, you kind of went in on this one. Let them know how you feel. Let them know who you are. That's what I'm talking
that's
about
right
there. Okay, all right. That was pretty dope. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so used to you putting some, you know, something in it with the brings about nostalgia with the lines from songs and the movies and videos. But you went a little different direction tonight, but I still like it. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, because I'll say the conspiracy stuff for the next show that you're on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you would allow me to escort you over to the Royale Lounge, we can grab you something to drink and you can sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby.
No, let me ask you something. When you said the Royale Lounge, were you
mm-hmm.
that landlord in Friday After Next when you said that?
No, I am not.
Tell your daddy I said hi.
Hell no. But for one, I ain't got no mustache. Okay. And when she said that,
thank
she
you.
Was like, the way she said it was like, her breath stank. No. Nah.
It's gorgeous.
I wouldn't say it like that. I'd say, tell your fine ass daddy. I say, hey.
Okay.
I'll
be all right.
She sounds like she got emphysema and some other shit attacking her esophagus. I'm good. I ain't even go there. I could emphasize on the esophagus, but it ain't that kind of show. So I believe it about.
All right then. All right, thank y'all very much, King Atterbury. Thank you so much.
Good job, bro. You already know.
All right, you double. One love, one mic.
one love, one mic
to the both of you. Thanks.
Wow. All right, King, you ready for this next artist to come up in here and get on this microphone? Because I know I
Yeah.
We got one of the hosts of Epiphany Radio. We're going to let her tell you when she get in here. We got ourselves a Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Still Zelina, a.k.a. My Mahogany Soul. How you doing tonight, Diva? Welcome to King and Queen.
What's up, Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, I'm good. Man, let me tell you something. Your beauty is exquisite. You are very, very photogenic. And I'm saying this out of admiration. I'm like the little girl that liked to play with the real pretty Barbie dolls. I always would look at them and stuff. You are a very, very beautiful woman, okay? And your poetry, yeah, is dope.
I appreciate
dope.
Thank you so much. Nice performance, honey.
Thank you. How you doing, King? How's it going?
I'm all around the world, yo. You know what I'm saying? Working on all these projects and shit like that, you know what I mean? But everything cool, you know what I mean? For the most part. I feel you. Gotta make it do what it do. What y'all talking about up in here tonight? Words of life. How you breathing the life into your poetry with words of expression.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, let me see. All right. So we going straight to the poetry. I got a question going on. There's something floating around. Preambles.
We just want to know, how do you breathe life into your poetry? And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I breathe life into my poetry by just putting my most honest self into what I write, whatever it takes me. If it takes me to the edge of the world, I'm going to bring back the story if I can. So, considering the conversation, I'm going to go with this piece right here. And I think it's important because through all the ups and downs, I'm stalling if I get to it. But through all of the ups and downs of what goes on, it's like you have to find your honest, you have to find your center. So my next book is called Circle for Squares, because it's like about finding a place in the world where you feel like you belong. You don't feel like you have to force it. You don't have to try hard. Be your honest self and attract the energy that you're looking for. So it's called Therapy and Paranoia. I sometimes imagine them listening the way clever foxes do hen houses, salivating over the fat bottom fodder of my life in shambles. Still, I speak in memorial to all the unsaid things. I speak like the Savannah red dirt my mother craved when I was a babe did coat my tongue, and if I'd only open up my mouth, the soil would find sun and the alchemy of exposure be the perfect bed for the rock rose that is the remarkable display of me. I mean, the graveyard got as much dirt as the garden. The soot can be used for more than covering up the dying, the pain, repurposed into purpose, on purpose, and it's an earnest offering. See, yes, I've suffered, but I survived. Now I will thrive, or in the very least I'll scream for help until help should arrive. Rare said that my soul, still tethered to bone, is the art, the brilliant expression of war scars. Your honest voice is unique, our audible display of self. All I have to do is speak. It is my voice that makes me brave. I speak until the walls shake and speak as if my story is in my name and my name be ancient hieroglyph cliff notes reminding generations of young girls of the power of the chakra in their throats. I speak and he writes notes and I speak, all the while feeling as if my secrets are nothing more than a fetishized masterpiece needed in his next thesis. But I speak until my time is up. I gather my pieces and I leave, but I find myself in a space of bliss that I've always wanted to be. See, I am merely the primordial ooze of a butterfly in between, enjoying the process of breaking. So this ain't suffering. I speak as if my ancestors are speaking up for me. And that's that piece.
I love this.
Whoa. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know, you have a way of speaking in ancestral terms. And your wordplay is really, really, it's pretty deep, the way it, and very descriptive. And I love to hear your pieces. I wouldn't care if you said them 1,000 times in a row. I would never get tired of hearing them.
Thank you.
You're such a dope soul.
Appreciate it. I'm trying to get used to memorizing stuff that I really want to share so that you can, like, put the passion of it behind it instead of just producing and spitting it out. It's like I want to own the words so that I can make them known, because, like, this piece right here was, like, it was like I was actually getting off a therapy session, and I was, like, thinking about, like, damn, like, why a thing so difficult, and like it's like you're only trying to do the best you can, you're only trying to do the right thing, but you're trying to also survive and triage yourself and the people that you care about through so many things. But it's like you have to keep going. And for me to go from a person that like never used to say much of anything to having so much to say that's based on so much that I felt that I never shared before, now it's like when I speak this to the people that want to hear it, the rest ain't got nothing to do with me.
And that's what you do.
But yeah,
that is, you're right.
That's
you're right. However people take it, internalize it, process it, whatever, that ain't none of your business. You put it out there, mm-hmm. and you are speaking on it, and I'm glad that you are doing that. Because I remember when they pulled you in, you were still a little apprehensive in your words and stuff. But now that shit just be flowing like water. I'm like, all right. Okay.
Exactly. I remember changing in my message inbox, like, I see you. You got this. You got this. And it's encouraging me. And now I feel like I still try to remember, like, I remember her, that person that, like, wanted to speak up, that just felt like you was going to be met with, like, all of this negativity. And it's like, nah, you got to kind of, not everybody going to be happy about, like, how you go about it. But, like, if I could tell y'all the backstory, everything that goes on behind the scenes, it's like it's really, when I write it and what I share now, is so honest that when I say it, I got to say it with as much intention as possible, because I'm, like, really sharing the emotions of the experience that I'm trying to find a way to survive through. So it's like, if I could do it, I ain't trying to say the aid of your adage, if I can do it, you can do it. It's just, like, find your source of strength and own it wherever you are, and that is the one thing that I hope that I could share with someone else. Like, wherever you are, just own your space, own your square. You know what I mean? Your circle might change, but
right.
Own your square. Don't let nobody knock you off your square, okay?
That's right.
The other thing
but
is, everybody got their own superpower. Never allow anybody to be kryptonite to you.
Yeah.
Whether you're a supergirl or a superman, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
So,
yeah.
Never, it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people won't have opinions about anything. Who gives a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Just do you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all that counts
right.
about.
Exactly. I guess if every move you make is out of love, you really can't, you know what I mean, hold on to. That's what happens too often. Like, you hold on to the grief of things that you wish people would have perceived differently. But it's like, if I didn't do it with a negative intention, then I cannot hold on to the fact that, like, you don't like that sometimes, like, people don't like the fact that sometimes I don't even answer my phone, and I'll just be sitting in my car in the park looking at the turtles, you know, Danielle, because I always send them to you. But, like, people think that's just a good place to be. Like, I'm on the brink of my sanity sitting out there. But it's like, then
that's
you come back.
Right,
you find
there.
Your source. Yeah, you take your shoes off, you touch the world, you touch nature, you hug a tree, you realize that something solid still exists and it persists through every war. Look how old trees are, right? Like, unfazed, just beautiful and invented and imprinted with the world that it's experienced but never really moving. So, like, I've been listening to, like, Reverend Ike, and it's this thing he says, I'm like a tree planted by the water. So, like, now I tie to that. To sitting out there and just trying to make sense of it. And that's where it is. It's like it all starts inside. It all starts inside of you. and what you perpetuate, what you see, what you're scared of, what you hate, what you think, the hate you think you're receiving, is all you. You only see yourself in the world. And once you realize that and own that, you're looking at the world from a different perspective, I think. And, like, that's kind of what I'm sharing. It's like looking at me in these situations. Like, what did I learn from it? What did I get from it? And how can I pass that on to somebody else? Yeah. Absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm all wordy.
No, it's all good. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Because you are revealing your truth. And there's nothing wrong with that. To share it with the world is to be helping somebody else tell their story as well. So it's necessary to hear these words, and it's so appreciated. Truly, truly, truly. And it's awesome. It is awesome. So, and I thank you.
No problem.
So we each one teach one, you know what I'm saying? We all got to feed the world something and get something back in return and then do the whole process over. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. That's true. That is true. So thank you all for the mic and give me a chance to practice this. I'm trying to practice what I was reading. And that's what I love about being here. It's like you could bring it and you experience your work with people who care about the art form every night. I want to just meet somebody dope here that's listening. So I'm glad y'all are here tonight listening to me go on and on. I love y'all.
Nah, it's all good.
We love you too.
Like
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question before. I'm sorry, Ken. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, you good?
Oh, I wanted to ask you. Everybody has a certain method to help them memorize and their pieces. What is it exactly that you do that helps you memorize your pieces?
What I'll do is, for the most part right now, I'll record it. And then I'll record myself saying it. I'll record myself doing it so that I can get, you know, because it's like live performances that I'm doing now, and to get your body motions and your normal little, you know, you got little a way of like stepping back and forth on your foot that kind of look like you nervous. And it's like, all right, I got to take that out of it. And, you know, just watching myself and catching myself and then kind of like building in and breaking out the, you know, each part of it and trying to get a chunk. You get a chunk down and then you get to the next chunk. And then it's like a lot of it for me is emotion. So if I can just get back into that place and it's like you walking through it, you just tie it to something. You know what I mean? As a mnemonic device, like for me, it's like certain points, like this is where it's hurting, this is where it's teaching, and this is where it's explaining, and this is where it's closing. So you kind of break it down from each of the places. Just find little hooks of places where it kind of reminds you to keep back, like mile markers, I should say. Because just remembering it straight through, then you'll kind of come off like you just reading off of a teleprompter in your head. So it's like find a way to get back into the piece and get back into the emotions of it and find places of those emotions that kind of guide you through it. I don't want to just learn the words of it. I want to learn to share the experience of what it was that I felt when I wrote it. So that's why I do it that way. First I'll listen to it or listen to places where I've like performed it at. And then, you know, to get the feedback and the understanding of ways to, like, maybe clean it up or fix something that I said. And then, you know, go back and just re-edit my editing of watching myself. It's just for me. But, like, to really study it that way. That's the easiest way for me.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. I never thought about recording myself other than just my voice. I can be very animated with my body language, my hands and my arms especially. But I never thought about that. My whole thing is just memorizing it, retaining it, you know, without having to open up my phone or my tablet and just do it that way. That's a major thing for me to work on. So I'm going to focus on that. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. That's... You said you can't do that?
Nah, because I write every day. So it's hard to memorize certain poems and stuff like that. And plus, I have to memorize medications and stuff. So, like I said, I write every day. So it's hard. I'm out of that loop. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was good at it when I was young. You know what I'm saying? I memorized all my rhymes.
Now you got rhymes stuck in your head and no room for new poems. But you do write a lot. And that's my issue too. Yeah, and then I'll be like off into like feeling the vibe of a new piece, and then I'll be, but then the ones that I was like, you know, people like, what about that one? And I'm like, oh, I forgot all about that. But so it's like the ones is, and then I've been breaking it off in my folders, like ones that are better in spoken word spaces versus ones in places where, you know, it's like poets, you know, that you could take a different type of or like something that's more, that's shorter or maybe not spoken word or, you know, like, so there's like a spoken word folder that I have where it's ones that I just want to share in spaces where you want kind of like, you know, it depends on the energy of the place that you go in. But those ones that I know I'll recite in person, like when I did the music festival and then the event that I did yesterday, it's like those, there's a handful of those that I know I will feel comfortable in. I know a lot of people can relate to it. So at least those ones I want to have memorized. Not all of them, just the ones that I plan to share a lot and to recite. So they're in a word, in a little folder by themselves, and those are the ones that I want to get down pat.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, Queen Simmons. Before I let you skate out of here and let the host escort you over to the Royale House, can you let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Yes, of course. So I have something really exciting going on this Friday that I hope you guys will tune into. I met this guy, his name is Professor Jaja Shakur. And he's a professor and a specialist in hip-hop. And, you know, everybody's celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop right now. So I met him yesterday. It was like a fully immersive art experience. And he just was kind of telling us a lot about the history of hip-hop. And some of the things he said, I would love for everybody to just come and have a conversation, because the name of this segment is going to be The Art of Hip-Hop. So whether you want to ask a question to elevate the conversation or bring one of those little bit of crossover hip-hop poetry pieces that you want to share, because he loves the art as well. He likes poetry. So he'll be there to listen and answer questions and just give us a little background. I'm going to interview him and pick his brain. So I'd love for you guys to come by and let us celebrate the duality of how much hip-hop affects spoken word poetry, because it does a great deal. It always has. So I'd love y'all to come through and have that conversation. And tomorrow is the first Tuesday of the month, so it's when I do Flash Speak with Mojave. I'm not sure which guest he has coming on, but I'll be doing that. And at some point, I will be back up here in the King and Queen's Quarters when we can get our schedules organized. But I miss it here, and I love you guys so much, and I love the space. So definitely tune in. Okay.
All right, Ken, you want to escort her over there to the Royale Lounge where she can grab put her feet up, and take a sock off. Baby, baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, such a dope poem.
I got a song for her, too.
I was getting ready. You know, I was getting. We there. I was getting ready. All right.
You know, I'm the flashback kid. You know what I mean? So I'm going through the joint.
Counting, 10, 9, 8, we go. All the fellas in the house, let me hear you say, let me hear you say. Carry a weight plus a date with. Yeah, huh, it would be smooth. Baby, this ain't a game, believe me, you can't lose. So lay back and let me prove I'm the Mac. It's written in fact, my love is style ain't whack. Digging a diary after diary, I see page after page full of nothing but me. Ladies, tell me what you think about that. Fellas, get with it, I gotta get hot. Carry a weight plus a date with. Yeah, huh, it would be smooth. Baby, this ain't a game, believe me, you can't lose. So lay back and let me prove I'm the Mac. It's written the fact, my love is style ain't whack. Speaking of diary after diary, I see page after page full of none but me. Ladies, tell me what you think about that. Tell us, get with this, I gotta get hooked.
We're gonna take off to the second mission of her two.
Let me hear you say. Nasty man, kick it.
They had me, like, I'm sitting here swaying back and forth and staring. I never did blink. I'm like, ooh, this make me feel like.
That was that joy.
In the moonlight a little bit. You know, that's what's up. I'll tell you what, Ken. I got another piece. Since we waiting for Paul Cram to come back because he said he'd be right back. I don't see no more hands up. All right. So let me see. What do I have? This is a pretty old piece. This is called The Color of Us.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Poetry is life worth living and to be lived. Poetry is hurt and counted heartbeats through pain. My poems are never finished. Just pause. I will always have my pen because you can always find something to write on, and it doesn't take much to put yourself in the spotlight because someone is always watching. But all I need is for you to give me one mic, and I will take you on a journey. The Color of Us. It is said love is blind. It is also said that red is the favorite color to man's heart that is colorblind. I say the color of love is a rainbow and all its hues. because the color spectrum love does possess. But when it comes to us, the color of love looks like if I could grab the moon, I would put it in your hands to hold every night just so you'd never know darkness on your side of the world. Color of poetry. The color of us is poetry. Like ever blooms of joy when he tickles me pink. Or meadows of lush green where ideas of life is blooming because he stimulates and makes me think. And like the golden yellow glow of sunshine he puts in my face. Color of poetry is love. I fall in love with poetry all the time. But sometimes it's in shades of gray, like somber skies in the bitter cold of a winter's day. It can be harsh. But because I love poetry, I think about the calming blue in a cloud-sprinkled sky, or the passion of purple when love is fueled by lustful, aggressive ties. But the rich orange shade, like the paint of his words, uplift the queen in me, making me feel my royalty. All that we are is the color of love, and my poetry paints us. That's that piece.
Yo, that was a delight right there. Definitely was. I love the way you fit your poetry, though.
Oh, so thank you.
It's always like a precious moment. I mean,
yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm a
fan of yours as well. So, King, what else did you bring for us tonight?
All right. This piece is titled Forces of Nature.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't care who you see. I know that I am free. J.W. Atterbury, carry purified energy. Drop everything, take a flight way before night. Make sure that you are right when you land. Our plans are tight. Step in this eggshell SUV, baby girl, it's you and me. Keep my homemade CD displaying all King poetry. Behind some good sounds, vibes alone set the whole tone. From the expressway to 7S, 1 hour, hit my home. Then relax and chill. Afterwards, have a glass. The wine is nicely cool, and the grass is high class. Food already ordered from my favorite restaurant. Alexa, play some music, baby. Tell her what you want. Old school flavor, while we eat, speak, and drink. Let ourselves sink inside this moment as I wink. Enhance enchantment. Your smile as wide as mine. Tasty kisses in between conversation as we die.
Yo. You know, I love when you do these pieces like this. And it just, it's something, I don't know, it's just directness. And I can't even think of a damn word right now. It's intentional, the way that you push your energy through your words. It's just, like you said, I'm a fan. Definitely a fan.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's just everything comes from the heart, mind, and soul. So there's no fabrication, no lies and shit like that. It's just right there. What you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying? It's what, that's where I'm at with things in life. That's how I do it. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got time for all that other goofy mess. Goofy and loopy. Yeah.
I hear that. They ain't come to play no games. I get it.
I love y'all.
Well, it's about time for another bill pay. We'll be right back after this.
Radio, the for real entertainment network. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love.
Right, welcome back, everybody. This is King and Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. All right, King, I found another piece, and this one is, I think I wrote this last year. Maybe earlier this year. Well, we near the end of the year, so I think I wrote it maybe early this year. This was brought on by somebody that had me in my field. It was only for a short period of time, though. But you know what? You ever have an energy exchange with someone, and it wasn't a long period of time, but it was strong enough to where it had an impact on you physically, spiritually, and then like that, poof, it was gone. You ever experienced that?
Yeah. I've been through it all. I mean, but
okay.
I don't mind because I love the experience. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I know that's right. It's about the journey, not the you know, not the destination. So, all right, so. Do I want to read this? I'm going to try to do this. This one falls for a little up and down, but I'm gonna give this a try and see. This is untitled. All right. Today I think I felt my heartbeat because I just gathered all of my thoughts of he who calls me black beautiful, he who calls me mocha kisses. He who calls me his moon and Judea, he tell me that me smile expose heaven for he. But I must be favorably physically untouchable because he and I mean, we've never been together. I mean, we've never laid together. I mean, I don't know how it feels to lay next to him and watch the moonlight dance on our naked bodies, sweating, or to slumber and wake with his breath on my neck. His lips have never had the pleasure of kissing mine. His mouth never sucked or caressed the nipples on my breast, nor his tongue savor the nectar of my fruit. It is said that touch is a form of communication, but our fingertips never had that private conversation. Yet he somehow causes enough wetness in me to be an ocean to swim in, and I felt him inside me time and again, kisses on my skin. What kind of drug is this? I think I felt my heartbeat. Because just as the story is told in the ashes from the phoenix rise, I feel his pull like magic, as if he's an ancient power imprinting on my stardust. He invades the secret garden of my sacral chakra, my place of peace, my thoughts. What kind of drug is this? I think I just felt my heartbeat. Because he makes me tingle, makes me wet, and I can't escape his energy. Hell, I can't even find an escape room to replenish myself. But the most amazing thing is that he touches me without touching me. It's that his touch has always been claimed by another. So today, I think I felt my heartbeat. And that's that piece.
Heartbeat. You know, like I said, be having this fly, you know what I'm saying? I love, like, the words, play on words and everything like that. Like, it's so heartfelt. And just coming from, like, a truth, you know what I mean? Like, I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. You know what? I just thought about it. This is not that piece. This is not the piece that I thought it was. This is actually a piece about different guys that would give me a certain name. Like, one calls me Mocha Kisses, and the other one calls me Black Beautiful. Another one calls me His Moon. You know, so I just took and put that in there. Now I realize this is not that piece that I was talking about. But it's similar. It is similar. The other one that I'm talking about is just about one particular guy. But this one here, yeah, it kicked off because, you know, these guys, they got, you know, the name. I don't mind the names, the terms of endearment, but it's like, are you going to go further or are you just going to keep calling me Mocha Kisses or your Moonlight, your Luna, all that shit?
You move
differently out here, you know what I'm
saying? I'm a man of many names.
I hear that.
Oh, good.
All right, King, what else you got for us?
All right. This is an untitled piece, so bear with me.
This is yours.
All right, I'm ready. Thank you. First of all, let me say that this here is for you. Whether or not it's accepted, I'm only speaking my truth. As I think to myself, how would it feel to really feel something so special and real with mass appeal can open up a moment and free time while sitting still. Present a promised friendship ring that reveal what's concealed. Kiss your thoughts for leisure while I'm cool and down your fever. Showing you how much I need you, making you a true believer. Hold you close to me. So you know I really care. My sentiments are relevant, exposing all that I bear. One chance can change a split second upon minutes of time without it being thawed, you're adored in my core. That's a sign. Think about it. Choices are made inside the mind. Let my passion remove the blinds on your window that is fine. Wash away any doubt. Read the signs inside of my eyes. Become your favorite guy while my wings expand to fly. Nights above the mystique of my yearning is soul burning. Wheels of life turning, absorbing all what I learned in. Pieces of myself that have grew into this figure. Of a man that has asked for the one to configure. What I define as undivided attention, along with loyalty and trust, there's no rush for affection while I am driving a crush. Motivated by chemistry that is developed within the unknown. Only the sparks of love is shown. Without being all alone, guided by the stars of a clear sky that's navy blue, hello to the evening and goodbye to the late afternoon. One day my mornings will illuminate with her by my side, but right now my inner face hides from a clouded minded sign. Return back to nature where natural laws attract the most impact, the most beautiful and loveliest woman, I want all of your contact. As I conjure up a poem exactly how this one is written, I am waiting to receive a special note so I may pay attention. Okay.
Wow. It's just something about when a man speaks about the beauty of a woman and everything he appreciates about her. That was really nice.
Thank you. That was one of the moments of, she used to be my girl.
Nah. I hear that. Man, that's a sound. I got another piece. Yeah. I got
right.
Something.
Let's get a little...
This is called Train Wreck. Thank you. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream. Follow what it means. I'm a train wreck because love is my strength, but it is also my weakness. I came to realize it at times when my mind and my heart aren't in the same place. Sun doesn't even shine same for me anymore, and I just want to rewrite the stars. You don't even know how deep this travels inside of me. It goes so far beyond just my thoughts of him anymore. I'm so in my head about him that the reality of my consciousness is now becoming my only thought. I pray several times a day that this connection would break, but no matter what I do to occupy my time, he's there. In between every thought of something else, somebody else. Every line I write, I consider him. We had our fun, indeed we did, and I know sometimes we need the rain in order to appreciate the sun, but it's madness. I did not ask the universe for. And I just don't know anymore. I'm in pieces and have no one to help me pick me up. How do I stop dropping them? The tension in my third eye wants to ascend, wants me to ascend, but to this world, he keeps me tied because he still gives me butterflies. And all I want is to disappear into another dimension. But I lack direction. I guess the best part of this is you'll never know. But I never knew that a heart could break itself. I'm a train wreck, and that's their piece.
Yo, that was dope. Yeah, that was fine as fuck, for real.
Thank you.
Train wreck.
You know, I have... I have gone through several relationships, and I truly, truly do. I have the biggest heart. I swear I do. But because I am such a giver, and I don't expect anything back except for respect and for them to not hurt me, but ooh, child, it always ends up being some kind of shit. And I want to talk about it, but they don't want to hear it. They never want to hear it, or it's a deflective thing. And I don't know what is worse, cutting me off altogether or just being deflective, like listening to what I have to say, but never taking responsibility for the part that they played. So I'm lost. In that category, I don't know which one's worse, but both of them suck.
Should be some shit. You know what I mean, plain and simple. Word, it do. Oh man.
Oh yeah.
That was a fire piece though. I love that.
Thank you. Well, let's keep this poetry going. Trying to wait for one of our Tiffany members to come back, but you know, life. So, but that don't mean we can't keep it going.
No doubt.
So what else you got?
Already know.
Okay.
This piece is titled "Work in Progress."
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Here I am with your picture in a frame with no words. It's been a couple of weeks and a few days with my signature the same. Took the clock down as the calendar, which reminds me of your departure. What's left with me is the sound of your voice that is memorized by my ears. Wondering to myself, I stepped outside with a random. So many of them sweet hellos that press against my conscience. Should I self-please? Nah. Should I entertain with a flirt be? By default, turn into a personality that opens up the Lord's door. Even a video chat that is time to time doesn't ease what I really need. Perhaps the shorty that wanna corner me can release what's complicating me. Lay a woman, splash a lady that cured my hunger, bringing out the inner monster so I can later play the victim. Desire is a motherfucker, waiting on my main squeeze. Guess I'll go back to sleep as my heart rate slows down. Then again, if I sin against the trust, what we discussed back when, my revolving eyes that had some hypnotized with a look that said, what's up? So as I contemplate what I really hate, so I release the vow until she comes back to me. I have to face the here and now. That's the piece.
Wow. We're on a roll tonight, King. I got to say that.
I know, right?
But, we here. Yo,
nah.
You, that's what's up. This is what we do, though. You know. You know.
I got a song, though. I mean, 50-50.
Okay.
I mean,
all right. Let's get it.
Hello?
This is Pacific Bell with a collect call from...
Ryan D.
Oh,
that's my homeboy.
Charge. Press 1 now.
Hey, Ryan on the phone, y'all.
Hang up.
Yeah, I accept.
For operator assistance,
oh, okay.
Please stay on the line.
Which one I push? 1.
Thank you for using Pacific Bell.
No problem, bitch. Hey, what's up, lad? Yeah, it's Ryan D, man. Yeah, you know where I'm at. I'm here with my boy Tank. They got my boy G up in Max. We ain't here writing some lyrics about what we going through, you know, it's kind of heavy, but, yo, it's on my mind, man, I want you to check this out, man, check it out. I'm living in the ghetto, selling dope's the only thing I know, penny ante jobs never helped to buy a 5.0, I know I'm living wrong. Every day I pray the Lord to give me the strength and courage to take care of my wife and kids. I'm only 23, but I feel like 46, try to be responsible, I gotta feed my kids, systems on my back, no matter how I try to fight, it's really plain and simple, black is bad and good is white, the life I'm forced to live, or should I say the life I lead is straight materialistic and my goals are fueled by greed, but looking back in time I can't be blamed because it's sad, in school I seen the white kids with everything, I wish I had a big and happy home, a mother and a father, should have stayed in school, but the streets say why bother, so I'm on the corner shooting dice until the late night, trying to make my money, hoping soon to live a normal life, but things are looking bad. Rollers sweat me every day, so when I'm in my house, I write my raps and hope it pays. My mother tried to warn me, what comes around goes around, and selling dope to brothers is bringing my own people down. Deep down, I know she's right, but maybe soon I'll make her proud, making legal money with my music while I move the crowd. But now I gotta struggle day by night and night by day, stuck with all these problems and these games people play. Word. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, blood? That's just something I wrote, man, a little something, just some shit on my mind, you know. Anyway, though, blood, my boy Tack, he in here, you know, my boy got some shit, too. He wrote some dope shit, I want you to check this shit out, man, he got it going on, you know. Check it out, though, Tack, what's that shit for, gave me?
It'll never happen to me, that's what I always said. Now I'm like, damn, 50,000, fuck, that's what bill I think I'm gonna spit. If I stay here any longer, it's gonna make me kill one of these redneck motherfuckers. The day before court, thinking hard about my rights. Am I gonna fight or plead guilty to the drug site? The judge will play me close, like I shot a cop, but I got caught with rocks. But the judge, this won't stop, my nerves is on the edge. I just really, really wanna go home, I promise to get a job. Go to school and leave drugs alone, but he ain't going for it. In other words, kiss his ass, but he's really tough me. Like my daddy's doing this shit, my ass up the fucking grill. In the bloody body bag, with the rest of the black trash, took for his white ass, now I'm niggas stuck. In the don't move situation, sentenced by this race nation to go on the long vacation, I really don't know how the fuck I should feel. It's like I'm on a slave boat, getting shipped to Prisonville.
Niggas getting money.
Damn, word. You know what I'm saying? Coach, so I'm on the street forced again to sell dope.
already caught a case, did my time, but now I'm back again. Tried to get a job, but a felon really can't win. So when I'm on the block, must be smart, I can't be dumb now. Refuse to be the one doing time and quitting lockdown. My gat has got my back, my mind has got my future. Try to interfere with the fact is I might shoot ya. Don't wanna be a killer, but my instinct is of that type. Won't even hesitate to wipe away a cop's life. Sometimes I wanna cry, but a man will never shed a tear. I fight with my emotions, but I never fight fear. The game is getting rough, the stakes are getting higher. Whoever said it's not must be dumb or just a liar. Cause brothers got it real tough, dying every day amidst the life of problems in these games people play. Word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a nice bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
man.
That joint. I don't
yeah,
know if I've heard that before. It's nice. It's all right. So,
yeah, I dug deep in my archive until it came across that joint. I was like, oh, I don't think I've heard this before.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I got another piece. You want to keep this going?
Yeah, I'm right here with you.
All right, all right. This is called Mr. Whoever. And this goes out to those guys that are always in my inbox. I'm looking for a wife. I want you to be my wife and all this. Can we get married? You say let's get married, but we barely even know we. I mean, have we ever even met? If so, I don't remember, so would you be so kind as to refresh my memory? Because I can't seem to recall even hearing, waiter, check please. It's not, my name is Danielle, but they call me La Perla Negra. Nice to make your acquaintance, Mr. Whoever. I figured that this introduction was a necessary serve in the beginning of any relationship to better it with time. Perhaps you could share with me some things that no one knows, and I share something you can shelter, a secret or few of mine. Because see, in my dreams there's no denying justice of pure passion and desiring. I mean, you said let's get married, right? Well, I can't recall waking from a slumber in your arms of even after one night. Do you want us to get married, or you just want the image that I present? Because that's just a picture or two, and if that image doesn't respond like you thought, the marriage could turn to a resentment from you in the end. This heart of mine is binding for a lifetime, and I don't give of it easily. Just ask my friends. And your energy is delicious, I must admit, but my karma's way too good to treat me any old type of way. And before I let anybody ever do me like that again, I'll say have a good day, because I'm going to continue to be great. That's that piece.
Yeah, that's right. Let it be known.
Right.
This is going to be straight up. Like, I ain't trying to hear all that shit.
Hell no. I'm so sick and tired of that. I'm looking for a wife. Well, that's nice. I think you would be the perfect woman. You look like a responsible, good, nice lady. That's what I look like, huh? All that from up to that's what you got from me? Okay. Ain't even heard my damn voice. Maybe you want something else. I'll be like, all right, whatever. I just open the gate to the block party, close it, and lock it again.
You stay putting people in a block party. Let's say that much. You be like,
You know, because you know what? I don't know. Do I have Susie Lump Lump written across my forehead or Fisher Price or something? Because they be playing with me all the time.
Like, welcome to the block party. No food or beverages.
They can bring what they want. They ain't getting back out. That is it. I heard it, man.
Yeah,
the game. Yeah. So what else did you bring, Kang?
All right. This piece is titled Ride or Slide.
The mic is yours.
Came from out of hell with a fallen angel spell. moving about on broken routes, hearing a lot of voices yell. Almost turned mad, seeing demonic images. Firestorms and chaos, now mentally thinking of Viticus. My back started itching, feeling of something coming from my flesh. Almost blind in my eyesight was a glow. I saw a songstress. Only her voice was heard, no more screams, white feathers appeared. At first became scared, then I heard, thou shalt not fear. Became more conscious than ever, saw myself before myself. On my waist was a belt with bold letters that said help. God's peaceful servant was placed in the middle of my shirt. Whispered in my ears, I heard, be more kind to those who hurt. Your mission is to reach those who seek and cannot find. If they are deaf, dumb, and blind, give bits or pieces of sunshine. We gifted you, we birthed you in a circle of many others. So sisters and brothers, what your earth name means when you are covered. Yo. In this piece.
Yeah. Yo. I hear that. I hear that. I'm talking about. I'm about to pull out one of my favorite pieces. I don't know what it is about this piece, but I just love to spit it. Maybe because it's a manifestation piece. I don't know. But it's called Dear Future King. I know y'all done heard it 1,000 times. You're going to hear it 1,001. How about that?
Hey, the stage is yours.
Thank you. Dear Future King. Though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for your royalty alone. But I clear the path for only you to claim your seat, and rest assured I am your lady in waiting. Anxious for the day that we'll meet, patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers, as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantries through my body, these locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king, and it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. Saying that I've loved you before time even began, before Mother Nature spoke to the wind and the wind whispered to the leaves on the tree, I honor you. And with all the obstacles we've faced and worked our way through, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces we were learning to fit together while the universe was molding us to fit together. Dear Future King, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. So bow down, this is your coronation, the time for celebration through elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge, student of everything. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits.
That poem has always dope, though. Every time we do recite it, I like that one. It's good to have favorites, right?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is. That's one of my favorites. I have another one. I don't know where it's at. No. Okay,
I'm
got it.
I'm going to my favorite locker.
All right. Mike is yours.
This one album got me in trouble, too. It's called Polygamous Sentences. And you made it, I thank you, very welcome, on the pleasantries. Accommodation, very eloquent, tasty like pastries. Satisfaction is heartfelt. Can I tell you a story? This reality is no fantasy. May I touch you like a slow jam? It's like, oh, shit, I'm promiscuous with champagne. Have fun figuring out who you calling. I have many names. The Traveler, Mr. High Tide. I'm that guy with the sunrise. Radiating at noon, I'm out of hand from perfumes. Fell in love with Teresa, Rebecca, Nicole, and Daisy. still didn't marry when Connie knew times await me. Sex chicks with protection, been given the higher power. Drinking whiskey sours, my white chick is a flower. Send a text to a fiance, so don't wait up too late. My shared plans span between townships or beach sand. Maneuver between women and ladies, always faithful. My other future wife is distasteful. Live your life, girl. Back to normal with the basics, no COVID affair. I'm just having a good time every month throughout the years. It's the aura of their beauty, for me, a tour of duty. The husband is no has-been, I fraternize with other girlfriends. I ain't shit, but equipped with the energy of the sun. Breathing with no lungs, I was born to get it done. Sinner against the ropes, I'm cloaked with pure hope. The cure and antidote, I am awake, fully awoke. A dream is manifestation, brought now into fruition. I'm in between lanes, crisscrossing with no collision.
Uh-huh, I heard them names. I see why your ass got in trouble. It's all good, though.
It's just, you know what I tell them? It's just poetry. Don't feed into too much.
My corner. Okay, I got another piece. This is another one of my favorite pieces. I don't know why, but I just love this. This is called Indigo Child. Sometimes when you wake, you just want to know, who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See the suns in the east and the moon reflect like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you want to go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm I'm blessed by the light, so my love stays locked and loaded, bringing comfort from afar. I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open up your heart. This waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. See, I bring to you love through black and blue because that's all I ever knew from deep within to pull from and give to you. My indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised heart that stained my veins, but from the source of which I was created. See, the stars were drawn around my scars because I fell in love with me, and I'm here to help you release your blues. And I know for some of you traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light, but rest assured, I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes, they don't want it out, just dimmed. Because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit just a little bit to touch it, just to say they know me and were able to get in. The only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. Then realizing that you can't destroy love, it just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is run dry and can't be tapped back into unless you cry, release what you've been through. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain. You've caused them and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love once again to reign. Love can't fit where it ain't welcome. So don't be alarmed. I'm Indigo Child and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and purest true, my aura is golden and you just been given a piece of my indigo blue. And I said to you,
Indigo Blue. Ah, there you have it, y'all. Pearl and neck. Talking that talk. Bitten that. Always dope pieces. We flowing tonight.
Wait, before you jump into another piece, let me do this one last, pay this last bill here, all right?
Cool.
And I'll be right back.
Gotta pay the bills.
Right back.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dialing number is 319-527-6300, and you have approximately 9 minutes to get up in here, raise your hand, and get on the mic and converse with us. All right? Back to you, Ken.
All right. Excuse me. This piece right here is called Decent Deception.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Invisible Thoughts. Red, my culture is rising. These races still hating in hindsight by hiding. It's a description of your position. It's not living. It's a shameful liability of who you are without the vision. We see outside of sleep while you creep and try to sneak. Behind our back, delusions of facts, our stand is strong and never weak. Your God is demi, believe you get staked with verbal lines. Speech is mine, Fifth Amendment been signed. The problem is how you utilize your license in your favor. Not even management know about your weird behavior. My prayers within my tribe is on hope, faith, and survival. People are right or wrong, can bond, never be lied to. So while you take a bath inside your craft that you practice, I have eyes that kill vibes and close curtains, you broken actress. So when you return from being discarded and also brokenhearted, just know we bury simple-minded people, dearly departed.
Damn. All right, King. That's another great one. But I was trying to find something else to fit. We got about 8 minutes. Let me see. I wanted to find this old piece. I got so many pieces written down here. All right. I'll tell you what. I'll give you this one. It's called My Black is Absolute.
Yours.
Every color in the spectrum is contained in black. Black is the full absorption of light. When you look into the night sky, it's completely dark. It looks black to the human eye, like a void, but it's actually full. Dark matter has substance. Black is my crown. Black is everything, encompassing all that life is, has to give, and will continue to be. Black is life, bringing forth life continuously. Black is the bronze hue of my naturally sun-kissed skin. So black is beautiful and balanced. Whether in the face of absence or of fear, black is now, black is here. Black is strength, diversity, and togetherness, yet sometimes set apart for that most astounding presentation, because black can make you look good. Black is you, black is me, black is we, black is all that be. Black is the reason for falling back in love with love. Black is love. Black is spiritually vibrating at the highest frequency of knowing thyself. Can it do? Black land, black people, black is the God in me. I am aware of me because black is knowledge and ancestry. Black is ghetto, black is class, black is, I wish a motherfucker would. I'll tighten up that ass. Black is, I wouldn't trade it for the world to always bring me back in black. With each lifetime's lesson to be learned, black is absolute in truth. There is no spectrum of light without black. Black is and always will be everything. My black has substance. And that's at peace.
Dang. That was fly.
Thank you.
That's all. We doing it tonight. I mean, we got it there.
Five minutes left, Ken. So, what you gonna get?
I know. I'm trying to go in there. Ah, man. All right. I'll just spit this piece on. Hold on a second. You know, when you got these electronics, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just go with this song. They might have heard it before, I don't know. But this piece is called Honest. So, excuse me. So, the image projected to me is not the same I once saw. It's like a name mispronounced when it's heard many times. Also, the patterns of birds flying south all don't go there. Some lost inside the thoughts of themselves so strange. Learned behavior from toxicity, exposing dark energy. What happened to the nice voice? Action justify our means. Language is one thing, although the words ring a bell. It's the lines, also the hurt, which define blind memory. Why live inside another structure? That's not a safe haven. Torn between two lives, your life stories are vague. Today is never really a present or tomorrow's song. Yesterday is arguable. A poet spit it with a natural passion. That's that piece.
Oh, I love that piece. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we got 3 minutes left in this show. I want to squeeze this piece in real quick.
Yeah, I do the same. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This is called The Gift. I am breathing in life. The life he speaks into me every time he's in my presence. He has adorned my soul with peace and seduced the universe within me, like the coverage of petals of roses that fall just because they know each gentle placement. Their presence adorns the ground with beautiful change. I am breathing in life, like the fact that seasons know the secrets of why change is inevitable to make room for growth. Just as nature keeps the purity in its delicate balance, untainted and unstoppable. I am breathing in life, the life he breathes into me from his positive attitude and amazing outlook on life, daily. Because not only did he teach me how to locate the switch that turned on my light, his light shines through and all around me. I am breathing in life. And if I never get another chance to be with him, I wouldn't even be upset. Because he put a permanent sparkle in my eye, a shine in my cheek, a smile in my heart, and a gift of pure love. I am breathing in life. And that's that piece.
That's what's up. I'm going to squeeze my joint up in there real quick. Pause. This piece is titled The Other Me.
Mike, is your...
Thank you. Almost forgot where I was because of amazing pleasantries, speaking words into existence of our life and energy. Supposedly, I found what God gave to me and our others. Blessings are not comparable. We were taught many lessons. Only request was to accept what is next coming forth. Obey was from the source and enjoy plentiful options. So I asked, why do some despise and oppose what they don't know? Return to me was intuition about broken souls that are lost. You can give love, yet be cautious of what you get back in return. There's a story about trouble, walking inside of open doors. My tour duty, always active, during whichever I practice. I father my own self. You can't son a son of the sun. That's that piece.
Son of the sun. I love that ending.
don't know, your ending lines always grab me, and I'm like, all right, hold on.
Seriously.
You
say,
hey,
you
know, okay.
I fall to my own self.
You
can't
son of a son. I know that's right. The show is dope, as always.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a hand up. We got a hand up before we close out. Let's open it up to everybody. Girl, Gwen C, you gonna stop playing with me. What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to King King Quarters. Hey, girl.
Hey. How are y'all
good.
Doing?
We're
I'm
good.
So excited to press one. Look, I've been on here the whole time, but I don't have no new shit. I do, but it's not finished. And I, you know what? I was like, I never share unfinished pieces, but today I was like, I'm going to share this piece that I started on the 25th, and I'm going to finish it because y'all going to tell me if it don't work.
The mic is yours.
Oh, well, thank you. Already, geez, I'm sorry. I was just like, that's why I was on here all this time, because I was like, I don't think I have anything to share, but thank you.
Girl, please,
the world.
You got an article.
But I mean, I wanted to do something new. Okay. I love y'all. I'm so happy to be here. Okay. The world got much smaller, yes, into this thing that fits into the palm of my hand, that sits in the bottom of my heart, where a beat happens in silence, keeping me out of rhythm. Cool, I don't dance anyway. The world got much smaller yesterday, lit up like thunder sky, but only resulted in darkness, rushed through like 1 million night times, the passing of Earth's lifetime. The world got much smaller yesterday, suddenly fit into my womb, found the emptiness, a piece of love left inside. It became embryo, reminded me of something that was supposed to grow that never did. It became the past, my past tense, intent, the world. It became much smaller yesterday. Fast it spun, slowly inched into my soul, leaving empty space everywhere else, pulling all parts of me, forming it into this little ball, tumbled me as it bounced away, left me with nothing but confusion, a heart screaming, heart beating in silence while screaming to my soul, heartache, a sufferance, and a pain. The world became much smaller yesterday. The knot in my throat, more like lump found in breast, the world became much smaller yesterday. That unknown, that unreal, surreal, like being on the block when all I really wanted was to sit on the curb by the man I love and see the whole world from my spot, because my world became much smaller yesterday. And the way I seek to be loved, the way my heart seeks love, is a weakness. Have you ever had love resurface to knock you down to the surface? Have you ever seen the world shrink in one day because the world became much smaller yesterday? In peace, I think.
Yo, it's like every door you open. Yes, I'm hearing every door that you open, it just shrunk it a little bit more. Like your eyes got wider and the room in the world. Oh, man, that was dope. I don't care if it's finished or not. Never say. You know what I say? My pieces are never finished, just pause. Because you never know when you're going to add to them. You know what I mean? Tweak them, rewrite them, do whatever, you know. Poetry has never been just pause.
That's a
I love
point.
It. You know, I'm a big fan.
That was
fly.
Thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate y'all. I was born, y'all. Have you ever had something happen that made you feel like the world just fucking shrunk, like literally, like, whew, like, I'm not dying. You know what I'm saying? But like, shit just got like, wow, crazy.
Yep. It's the realization of certain things that, like, all my life, okay, so I was raised Baptist, right? All my life, I knew the Bible to be one way, life to be one way, but then I started really living life, and yeah, the world just got smaller. Like, damn, it's really like this. It's not like that. You know, so yes, absolutely.
Yeah, heartbreak will do that to you too, girl. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh my goodness.
Girl, don't even get me started on that. I got so many pieces about that. Matter of fact, I'm telling you, you know, Ian gave us a prompt from, I forget where he got it from, but he's talking about, I need you to really go deep inside your heart. I'm like, oh, this guy trying to make me go into a place of hurt, you know, because the deeper the space, the more pain resides within that space. You'd be surprised how much hurt you harbor down deep, deep, deep inside. That thing had me all discombobulated. I wrote to it, but I was like, I was holding back tears. I didn't even realize I still had, you know, swelling up inside me in that space. I'm like,
wow.
But I wrote, I did, you know. Damn, I don't even know if I want to spit it now because it's got me shook. I thought that part of me, you know, was just like old ruins where you could walk through it, but it wouldn't, you know, affect me. Man, look, got me in my field. So I understand. Believe me, I got too many pieces on that.
Wow.
Yes. Girl, I'm so happy to hear your voice. Every time you come through, it's not often that we get to hear you, but when I do, I'm like, yes, Pinchy is.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, yes,
I love your show
through.
As always.
Oh, thank you. We love you too, girl. But we got to get up out of here, so. Thank you for coming through. You know it's always an open mic waiting here for you.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Y'all have a great night.
I'm going to escort you to the Goya Lounge.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Here we go.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, what a way to end the show, man. I know. Crazy about Wednesday. Yeah, for the first time I heard her, and I went to her page and I started seeing her perform. I was like, who is this chick? And she got a YouTube page, so I'm like, oh, I got to check that out, too. I love to see her perform.
I'm going to check.
Yeah. She's dope. She's real dope. And to watch her perform, I'm like, see, I want to be like that when I grow up. Okay.
She's definitely hot.
Her flow is crazy. She's crazy with her flow, yo. I can tell that is new because she usually, like, she flies through her pieces and she's so smooth. But this one, I can tell. This is new. Not meaning that it ain't dope, too, but you gotta check her out. Watch her perform, you'd be like, oh, God damn. All right.
Yeah, I saw her on performances. I was like, damn.
Yeah. She brings it. So, yeah. But this show was awesome, as usual. We get the flowing back and forth. We just, like, sync like that. So, it's dope.
Yeah, we be on our shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo.
Absolutely.
We got it.
So. I guess you gotta close this out, King.
All right. We'll see y'all next week, Monday, 9 p.m., Epiphany, Dream Time. Y'all have a beautiful, you know, thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a beautiful night of rest. Wake up tomorrow to a brand new day and a brand new feeling. And take y'all out with this song right here. Peace, love, and poetry. Peace.
funny to see a ghetto nigga so classy, enchanted by women who speak nasty. Tiptoe in the courtroom there for the past week, leaning on my lawyer, pinky looking glassy. Charges dropped, these plaintiffs just wanna tax me. Secret Service wanna see me driving taxis. Hug my attorney and then we do the money dance. Whitey Bulger or a soldier leaving Vietnam. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Well, we keep it 100 to get your money back. Pull a plug, brain dead, dope game, nigga. Knew the hoes was faking, so we bought the real with us. Repertoire, hustle, such a tenacity. High roller, better than another masterpiece. More Rakim than maybe Master P. Thirsty nigga paid in full, I'm trying to buy the beach. Caution, I approach you with a business mind. Slight two-step as I check the time. Rub my hands with my palms itch. 50 in the bank, diamonds looking flawless. It's the sway of a rich nigga. Praying for that day my nigga seeing six figures. Black bottles popping when I'm on the turf. Two private jets, what a nigga's worth.
No rush under 10. No will under 100 grand. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Man, I make this money dance. I crisscross, she suntan. Put pillows out the window over island. Where I land. Girl, we make that money dance.
Top Forbes, poor formal education. Top floors, comp rooms on reservations. Gold in my grave, half a ticket in my coupe. Ex-cheerleader flipping out this nigga true. Money piles that got me down out on Sunny Ave. Black with me everywhere I go, he'll gun you down. Full clips, magazines, yeah, the Forbes list. If it's off a nickel, recount it, it's bullshit. But when it right, we do the money dance. Fly nigga, my nigga, Randall Cunningham. When she hear the slang, then she know the name. Italian suits for the goops, I spin it on the chain. Pool so long, we should take a swim. I love that ass fat, I can spread it thin. I wanna see your friends come do the money dance. Black bottle boys, we got these bitches holding hands. Caution, I approach you with a business mind. It's like two-step as I check the time. Rub my hands with my palms itch. 50 in the bank, diamonds looking flawless. It's the sway of a rich nigga. Praying for that day my nigga seeing six figures. Black bottles popping when I'm on the turf. Two private jets, what a nigga's worth.
No will under 10. No will under 100 grand. Man, I make this money dance. I crisscross, she suntan. Put pillows out the window over island. Where I land. Girl, we make that money dance.
As the world turned and the weed twist, flew 100 niggas to veil out on the ski trip. Put away the dope, we could see the slopes. We built this shit together, why it mean the most. Head on collision, somehow I walk away. Give you music for free, recoup it with the yay. You're rocking with the bow tie Don. In God we trust, I bust and post bond. In the hood, we the Run DMCs. Best quotes and ropes we don't need. Death row on foul like cool feet. Big glossy, the bitches like Uzi. The lot of that was a beast, I had the lease. 6 months of a free to holler peace. Dead wrong, my nigga, Miami River cops. Leave you floating in hope of getting them 10 a pop. Caution, I approach you with a business mind. Slight two-step as I check the time. Rub my hands with my palms itch. 50 in the bank, diamonds looking flawless. It's the sway of a rich nigga. Praying for that day my nigga seeing six figures. Black bottles popping when I'm on the turf. Two private jets, what a nigga's worth.
Atlanta, Miami, Rose. We like Tupac and Vante. They send my nigga home out the hood. I'm coming through, nigga, they ain't stopping this. I bring the beach to the front door. All bitches out the pool, we need to park the boat. Turn South Georgia to Florida. And turn the rest over to the lawyers. We ain't trying to hurt nobody. We're trying to bring life to the party. If I ain't change your mind, think whatever. One thing you can't change is I change the weather. And this my Rockefeller flaw. And you just this song hella dope, I'm hella dope. This for real niggas with Maybach. All debts forgiven, this is the payback. Yeah. See what I did right there? I just made that money dance. Oh shit. Gross. We'll be right back.